Frank Harwood was given up for adoption when he was 3 days old. He was adopted into a three-generation family that gave Frank a great childhood, even when hard times forced them to live on wild game and public assistance. The Harwoods ran a camp for migrant workers. Frank talks about the men he met while living in the camp and the impact they had on his life.
We lived here in the Yakima Valley. It's over right now where Sarge Hubbard Park is. It's in that area here in the Yakima. Probably within a half a mile of the Yakima River, but it was a community down there. There was people down there. These people were migrant laborers. My granddad charged $15 a month for a cabin, 25 cents a night to sleep in your car. And a lot of the guys slept in their cars. And this Blackie Woolrich, he used to drive an ex-California State Patrol car. Had white doors on the black car. I never could figure that out, but now I know that that's kind of how they do their cars in California. He had taken out part of the front seat and made a bed there, so he drove that on one side and slept in there, and he had his Coleman stove in the back, and they would get out and they would cook their dinners and their breakfasts. And so that was the area where I grew up. So I came into the park and started getting to know people. And then there was a fellow named Big John Treat, and he kind of took me under his wing. He'd tell me stories and taught me how to whittle. I'd sit around the campfire and listen to him talk, listen to him tell stories. There's another fellow there that struck me. His name was Johnny Bygod. Well, every time he talked, and he talked to somebody, he'd say, "Well, I went downtown, by God. And you know, by God, you know who I ran in there, by God?" And so he couldn't stop saying "by God," so he became known as Johnny Bygod. And also, a man who became very important in my life was a guy I called Mr. Otis. He was an old black gentleman with a gray beard. And he'd shuffle along, but he carried a fishing pole. And he taught me how to fish a lot of many respects. I can see myself now running across the field to catch Mr. Otis as he walked up the dike. These are the people that enriched my life as a child. They were solid. They were genuine. They were like having uncles. Even as old as I am, I can close my eyes and I can see their faces. But they deserve a spot in the history of the Yakima Valley, because they came here and they worked hard, but they're forgotten. People let people like that slip away because they're so marginal. And I think about them all the time. Wonderful, wonderful men.
That was Frank Harwood of Ellensburg telling StoryCorps facilitator Callie Thuma about the migrant camp his adoptive family ran in Yakima in the 40s and 50s. Frank is a retired clinical social worker. You can hear other StoryCorps Northwest interviews on our website, nwpr.org. Our thanks to the Yakima Valley Community Foundation, Cashmere Valley Bank, Yakima Valley Museum, Heritage University, and KDNA Radio for their help in bringing StoryCorps to the Northwest.